Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul, back with you.
Hope your Wednesday is going well. I'm happy there are no pulsating blobs on Doppler radar, no running and screaming this evening. It's going to be nice and quiet. Pattern not ripe for severe weather. There could be a couple of spotty strong storms late tomorrow and again Saturday. Friday and Saturday are the 2 days where there could be some storms. I think tomorrow should be fairly quiet and hot, low 90s. Are you getting your child, your younger child, a vaccine? Or are you just going to wait and see what happens? 651-461-9226. Leave us a text. It was about 18 months ago that a nurse in New York received the first U.S. coronavirus vaccine. As many as 19 million kids between the ages of 6 months and 5 years can now get a shot, either the Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna, to protect them from the worst effects of coronavirus. Should you run out and get one if you have a young child? Dr. Greg Poland has been gracious during the pandemic, always showing up with great information and a pleasant bedside manner, doctor. Welcome back.
Thank you, Paul. And hey, before we get into it, I just got to say, as these shows wind down, Minnesota should declare you and Jordana a state treasure. Very few people that do their job with the excellence you guys do. And it's been a pleasure over the last couple of years working with you.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. And look, I'm just stepping back. I'm going to still be doing weather here on CCO beginning next week. But Jor and Adam will be on 9 to noon, and I'm sure they're going to try to have dibs on you for your continued information. So thank you for stepping up and being so agreeable and available to come on the air and answer our stupid questions. But let me ask you this.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, some of them are stupid, and that's okay. But here's the deal. My oldest son is taking a wait and see. He said, "Dad, I'm not going to be first in line with his son, our 2-year-old grandson, but I'm not going to be last in line either. And I just want to kind of see how things go." Every family is different. What do you recommend to parents who may be struggling with a decision whether to run out and get a vaccine for kids, their kids under the age of 5? Good idea, bad idea?
Yeah, Paul, you actually said it very well. I think it's this decision is going to be different for each family. So be informed, talk with a healthcare provider that you trust. There are lots of nuances around this decision that are not as easy as, you know, a 30-second TV spot or something. You know, for example, the Pfizer's 3 doses, and it takes a couple of months to get through that regimen. Moderna is 2 doses inside of a month. Side effect profile for Moderna is a little higher than the side effect or reactogenicity profile for Pfizer. For those young kids, the Moderna is going to be 25 microgram doses. For Pfizer, 3 microgram doses. But here's the main thing. I'm really concerned that parents understand so that we don't hear, "Well, wait a minute, my child got the vaccine and got infected anyway." Yes, that's going to happen, because these vaccines are very good and primarily meant to prevent death, severe disease, this multi-inflammatory system disease that can occur in kids, complications. They're not as good. They're mediocre in protecting against asymptomatic, mild, maybe even moderate infection. In fact, their efficacy for those more mild symptoms is maybe 30 to 50%. Their efficacy against severe disease, more in the 85% range. So, okay. You know, you have to go in understanding what the rationale for the vaccine is.
Yeah, that's a very good point, that we're not eliminating the virus as much as we'd like to. The goal is, if you catch this thing, when you catch it, not to get a severe case. Let me ask you this. I'm hearing more and more experts talking about maybe we have a critical mass of immunity. They're not calling it herd immunity, not yet, but that between people who've caught it and have immunity from catching COVID and other people who have some level of immunity from vaccines and boosters, that even though we're seeing a few more waves and new variants, that hospitalization rates and deaths, correct me if I'm wrong, have not spiked up.
Yeah, you're right, Paul. I mean, the number of cases occurring per day has dropped about 15% in the last 2 weeks. Hospitalizations are actually up about 2%. People admitted to the ICU up about 9%, but deaths down 11%. So if we did not have any different variant than what we have right now, what you just said would absolutely be true. The concern is right now, going into the summer, about 20%+ of the cases that are occurring in the U.S. are due to the BA4 and BA5 variant, against which we have very low immunity. The evidence for that is Omicron and Beta really devastated the Republic of South Africa. They had very, very high population levels of immunity, higher than we have in the U.S. And these new variants swept through South Africa, they had widespread illness, a real surge. Not so much the death and hospitalization. So we do seem to be moving ever so slowly into what we hope will happen, which is, as we move to a more endemic setting, we are not there yet, the severity for otherwise healthy people will be held constant, will or even decrease. So the goal is, by giving vaccine, that we can't eliminate the disease. That's off the plate. But what we can do is make the disease more of a flu-like illness than of the devastating illness COVID-19 can be.
Doctor, last question. To your point, with this virus, I worry, and I'm sure you worry, about new strains of coronavirus for which we have zero immunity. In other words, will this thing continue to mutate, and could there be a version that bites us in the butt when we least expect it, thinking the thing is over and here comes a new strain, and oh, by the way, the current crop of vaccines and boosters don't help at all. Is that a possibility? And why can't somebody invent, I know it's easier said than done, a vaccine that works on all mutations? Or is that a pipe dream?
No, I don't think it is a pipe dream, Paul. And in fact, my laboratory is working on such a vaccine. We've been working very, very hard on a so-called universal or pan coronavirus vaccine. And we've got some excellent early preclinical results, but it's taking those through clinical trials that's difficult. And you're right, we are in a situation pretty much worldwide where people are pretending that the pandemic is over, leading in the U.S. alone to about 100,000 known new infections per day. The real number is probably 3 to 5 times that number. And every time this virus infects somebody, there is the possibility for a mutation. In fact, one person who's expert in the mutational ability of this virus published an estimate that there are well over 2,000 additional variants that the virus is capable of mutating into.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Oh, well, one day at a time, and we all want this thing to be over.
Yes, I'm not sure
the virus wants it to be over yet, but Dr. Poland, I have your cell number. Even though I won't be on 3 to 6, I will still call you and annoy you with confusing questions. So thank you for being a trooper.
I would love that. It's a privilege. I mean, that's what we're here at Mayo Clinic for, right? WCCO is more than Minnesota, but its primary home base is Minnesota, and we're here for you guys.
Well, thank you for what you and your amazing team are doing at Mayo, being on the bleeding edge of this, and we'll be in touch. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Take care. Be safe.
You too. Thanks, Greg. That was Dr. Greg Poland.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.